The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Feels a little bit better now. I guess with sunrise, probably closer to 6:30, so getting there. Today's topic, saving for retirement. Best ways to save for retirement. Of course, we'll be with you here every Sunday morning, and stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. And, you know, before we go into today's topic and best ways to save for retirement, we always go into what's going on with the markets. We try to get behind the numbers and give you an analysis to what's really happening. It's not just give you a bunch of numbers like, okay, Dow did this, S&P did this, and like all the other shows that are out there. We try to get to the sideline, like the sideline of a football game. You think about that, you know, Pam Oliver, so to speak. You're sitting there on the sideline and talking what the coaches are talking about and what's happening, and you get a different perspective of what's happening on the field, and that's what we try to do with you every Sunday morning before we go into the topic. So, you know, this past week, I would call it kind of choppy. While the Dow Jones, you know, grabbed the headlines, setting records over 31,000 and change, underneath it, though, there's definitely been some selling pressure. That the NASDAQ, the tech-heavy NASDAQ, the S&P 500 didn't make much movement either. And really what I looked at this past week is a lot of the leading sectors that were going parabolically, which probably needed some correction, corrected. And so we saw areas like renewables get hit. We saw areas like electric cars, EVs, electric vehicles, as they call it. Areas, you know, that were just going crazy. Bitcoin infrastructure. Now, Bitcoin's going crazy to the upside. Again, we don't buy Bitcoin. But again, the infrastructure, the mining plays, all have done really well. And they took it on the chin this past week as well. So we're seeing kind of rotation. My guess is money probably go back into those leading groups. But look, they go up too far, too fast. They go parabolically, and eventually sometime they get to something like this, where you start yelling, ah, and they all start running for the exit. So that's what you saw this past week underneath the headlines of the Dow Jones setting records. And, you know, as far as renewables and solar and energy and wind and all that, you know, we definitely would love to see that. But I think what we saw play out in Texas a bit, we can't rely on that. You know, again, sometimes the sun doesn't shine. Sometimes the wind doesn't blow. Sometimes the turbines get stuck with frost and so forth. That primarily, we're seeing that oil is probably the way to go. And secondarily, of course, we can supplement it with these great technologies. Solar and renewables is probably the way, because, you know, if you see the major sell-off in these stocks and renewables, you get the sense that while it's great to draw it up on a chalkboard and say, okay, we don't need fossil fuels and we can do it this way, you see it's very difficult. It's going to take some time, maybe even a couple decades, to transition from where we are. So very quickly we saw in the marketplace anyway, the sell-off and renewables. Again, some of it because, again, as I mentioned, a leading group going up parabolically, you know, getting succumbed to a correction. But also on top of that, some news items that came out that, you know, it's still going to take some time to get that. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Welcome. Glad you're joining us this morning. Today's topic, saving for retirement. But of course, before we go into the topic of the day, we always like to tackle what we think is going on in the marketplace to try to make you a better investor. So we did definitely see some selling pressure. Oil stocks, though, performed pretty well this past week. That may be short term. We'll see what happens. But because of Texas and other states that were in the deep freeze, which is so unlikely, we have a crazy world, don't we? Pandemics, freeze in Texas. Oh, yeah. I think the world's angry at us, or the earth is angry at us, or something's going on. So anyway, if you look at it, we had about a third of our oil production cut. You know, refineries, everything, because of the blackouts and brownouts and everything that's happened in Texas. So a very strange time, and yeesh Louise. Well, let's go into today's topic, saving for retirement. I'm always reminded of Albert Einstein, pretty smart guy, right? Walked the planet Earth. And he said the eighth wonder of the world is, and then he listened really close, the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. Wait, it wasn't about physics or science or space. It's about compound interest. Yes, and that's what's the beauty of saving for retirement is over time. You know, like someone who, again, the goal is coming to New Year. Let's say you're looking to lose 15 pounds. I put on some pandemic weight myself, as I'm sure others did, you know, eating the comfort foods and so forth and this crazy time that we live in. But let's say I want to lose 15 pounds. I can't just do that in 1 week. I mean, that'd be kind of crazy. I probably could. That'd be very dangerous to do that. But you try to do that over time. And I kind of think that same thing here when it comes to your financial health. You just can't do things all at once. And when you do, you're stretching it and do something pretty dangerous. Something really, for retirement planning, you really have to think very long term. And maybe you're not used to thinking really long term. You want results right away. Like with healthcare, you want results right away. But here, again, you have to take kind of the long point of view. And I think that's what Albert Einstein was talking about, is compound interest. But compound interest is not over a couple of years. It's over many, many years. And I think the best way to save for retirement, drum roll. Okay, I have no one here to give me a drum roll. the best way, I believe, is through your company's plan. Yes, through your company's plan. You're doing it already? Great. Okay, that's the secret for planning for retirement long term. If you don't have a pension, you need to be putting away. We're going to talk about how to put it away, how to allocate it, and so forth and so on. But again, the number one way, I believe, to save for retirement is through your company plan, a little bit at a time. Pay yourself first. Hopefully you don't notice it a little bit coming out, a little bit at a time. You know, some people right away are going to say, you know what? You don't know my life, Ken. It is crazy. I'm going through this, I'm going through that. Look, sometimes you may have to turn off your contributions. You know, we understand it. And by the way, I've also made the argument during this pandemic that we're not doing a lot of travel leisure. Actually, we're not doing any travel leisure. I look at my own American Express and it's like 20% what it was, because we're not going to Yankee games and we're not going to restaurants and we're not doing the things that we normally do. However, with that extra savings of expenses, at least now during the pandemic, maybe take that extra expense and add to your contributions and increase it. So instead of going to 5%, maybe you're able to go up to 7%. Again, everything is individualized, depends on your situation. But I do think not only do you pay yourself first, when people say, I can't put money in, I can't find any money. You know what? Go through your credit card bills. Companies love reoccurring revenue, right? They love to get you onto something and you pay every month. But you got to look at your statements every now and then. I think it's easier through paper. Sometimes you miss it by looking on a computer. I like to print it off. I still don't want paperless. I want my statement to take a look at. And I cross some things off. I said, wait a second, I'm not using this service. You know, call the place up and cancel it. Look, and that's where you can find some additional monies to put towards retirement. It's right there in your own budget. Right after these messages, we'll continue with today's topic, saving for retirement. We'll be right back right after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances here on WHUD. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Now, be one of the first 20 WHUD listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement. Available as a paperback or an ebook for WHUD listeners now by calling 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, saving for retirement. And actually heard Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Probably some really good tips in that book. Well, I wrote it, I know there's good tips in there about saving for retirement. The first 20 callers, as Mike mentioned, will get that book for free. I want it in your hands, or by ebook. So you call 845-371-0101. Why not? You've been listening to me every Sunday morning. Pick up the phone. I want you to get my book. I want to educate you how to have a better retirement. Not Your Father's Retirement. You kind of get the hint there. Things have changed quite a bit. So 845-371-0101. That's for Not Your Father's Retirement. Sells on Amazon, Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. That's you. 845-371-0101. 0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Different chapters, different topics, all kind of tying into a lot of the concepts that in that book. So 845-371-0101. And if you're driving, two hands on the wheel. If you're driving around, you're probably a central worker driving around Sunday morning. Thank you for what you do when you get back to your office or back to your home. Lower right-hand side of WHUD.com and get your book right there. So two ways to get it, right on the website, WHUD.com, or call us at 845-371-0101. And we're doing some little fun this day. If you're calling for a book, we'll actually send off your free Hudson Valley calendar, the Jim Witt long range forecast that you hear so much about. Jim Witt is an amazing man. Great calendar, beautiful pictures, and the proceeds go for Hope, for the Hope of Youth Foundation, which also supports the Make-A-Wish, which I'm involved with for I guess since 2001 as a board member. So again, in addition to getting your book today, you'll also get the Hudson Valley calendar, Jim Witt's long range forecast, beautiful pictures of our Hudson Valley. I'm looking at one right now, the month of February, and the picture is of Fort Montgomery Footbridge in Orange County. Beautiful. I think the month before that was West Point pictures. But anyway, so call and get your book, 845-371-0101, and also say you like your calendar for free, the free Hudson Valley calendar. So I will be with you every Sunday morning. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, Health and Happiness Show up. And it's from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning for that matter. We're going to try to make you healthy, wealthy, and wise. I called it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. How do you like that? And of course, I get the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every Monday morning, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday through Friday, of course, another way of saying it, around 8:25, right after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean the famous, you can't go anywhere without hearing about them, Mike and Casey Show. Then at 5:15 on the Andy Bales Show, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. You know that southern accent, southern charm. Well, he'll give you the national business news, the indexes, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, and the local Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home to compare the local companies to what's happened national. So that's Monday through Friday, 8:25 in the morning, and of course 5:15 on your way home. Got you covered there. Sunday morning, we got you covered here. For more information about what we do at Mahoney Asset Management, including my TV segments, I had a couple segments this week on Fox Business, as well as any radio podcast, which is what we have here. If you miss a couple of shows, you can get that on the website, and our newsletter you could sign up for, and our archive newsletters. It's all consolidated there under MahoneyGPS.com. MahoneyGPS.com. Right before the break, we're talking about best ways to save for retirement, because that's today's topic, saving for retirement. I said the best way to save for retirement, didn't get a drum roll, but I gave it to you, is through your company plan. Why? Because you do a little bit at a time. You know, just like, again, you're doing exercise. You know, you go, you have a treadmill, you try to do 1 mile one day, maybe a little bit more the next day, and so forth. Same thing here. Try to, a little bit over time, gradually increase the contribution percentage and make a big difference over time, because Albert Einstein told us all about it. He said, eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. So putting a little bit more in each time. During this pandemic, when you find yourself only spending money on food and restaurants like we are, and groceries, not much of anything else, you have some extra. And you could change it. Again, that's the thing. You could change your contribution rate. Right now, it's 5%. Maybe you could bump up to 7%. Post-pandemic world, we're out doing things again, going to Yankee games, and you know, I love the Yankee games, or going to the city or doing different things. Maybe lower contributions at that time and kind of have a balanced approach to it. But that's one thing you could definitely do. So pay yourself first. And as I mentioned right before the break, you can find expenses to cut and put that money towards retirement. I challenge some people. In fact, actually, I had a client who did this exercise and found, this is before the pandemic, by the way, three different healthcare companies that he was paying for. He started a gym. He thought he canceled it. Then he went to another gym because of work. Then he went to another gym. Again, didn't know this, by the way, until he went through his expenses and found three different, again, it's hard to be a one health club at a time, right? Because sometimes we don't go as often as we should. But he was paying for three, you know, cutting out and go to the one that he's working because he thought the other ones were canceled. That's a couple hundred a month. That all adds up, of course, according to our friend Albert Einstein. It all adds up. It all compounds. So what's really interesting, someone who's starting to put money away, I would love for them to see an interview with somebody who has now $400,000, let's say, or $500,000 in the retirement plan, 401k plan or 403b plan. We'll go through those in a minute. Because what's really interesting about that is most will say, I had no idea it was going to grow like this. When I started, you know, some worker told me, one of my colleagues told me, you know, put some money in. I checked some boxes. I put in 5% a year. And next thing I looked at was pretty interesting. At the end of a few years, like $80,000. And then, you know, over many years. But again, you only get the $400,000 after a couple of years. But for most people that have this lump sum, I think it's great. I wish I could speak to those people who haven't put money in aside and say, look, this is what happens. You get to see the end result first, get you encouraged about making those investments. So I think that's a good way to look at it. By the way, 2021, we have 401k, 403bs, of course, for-profit, not-for-profit. So how does that work? If you're a 401k plan, most likely you're a for-profit company. Although in this pandemic these days, who knows? But you work for a for-profit company, and you may have a match. Now, if you don't have a match, I hear this all the time. Well, if I don't get a match, should I put money away? Yes. Again, if your company doesn't match, still put money away. You have to put money away. If your company matches, let's say, up to 6%, you need to find a way. It's a part of your compensation package. If they do match, find a way to get up to 5 or 6% of which they contribute up to. 403Bs most likely are not-for-profits. You know, those are your hospitals and colleges, high schools, elementary schools, you know, school administrations and so forth. That's your 403Bs. But that is the best way. Right now, the contribution limits are now $19,500. That's your 401k plan, 403B plan, and $6,500 more if you're age 50. So we'll be right back after these messages. And today's topic, saving for retirement.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances here on WHUD. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Now, be one of the first 20 WHUD listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, health care, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement. Available as a paperback or an ebook for WHUD listeners now by calling 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I'm glad you're joining us early Sunday morning. Today's topic, saving for retirement. That's right, saving for retirement. You just heard from my friend Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Today's a 2-for special. Call and get the book and get the Hudson Valley calendar, Jim Witt long-range forecast for free along with the book. So beautiful pictures. Proceeds go for the Hope of Youth Foundation that Jim Witt started some many years ago. So again, 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. That's for your book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and the free calendar today that we're giving away. Have some fun since it's still kind of the beginning of the year-ish. So 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Topics ranging from retirement to savings to taxes to planning to stock market to corrections to all those things are in that book, and you can get that for free. 845-371-0101. You have to be the first 20 callers. You've been listening to us for all these years. Call in the office, get the book, and get the calendar today. We'll be with you, of course, every Sunday morning. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. The Health and Happiness Show is up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we present to you the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. I dubbed it that, by the way. Of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning around 8:25, right after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And of course, at 5:15 on Andy Bale's show, Coming Home, unless you're working home remotely, Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management, he'll give you the national business news, the indexes, what the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, the local Hudson Valley business news, and of course, the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you. Any information you want more about Mahoney Asset Management, what we do about investing or about retirement planning. It's all on the site, MahoneyGPS.com. We archive my TV shows, TV appearances, anything to do with the radio we have there as well, all the podcasts, and of course, all the newsletters. We put out a weekly newsletters. They're all archived there. And you can sign up for a free newsletter. We try to tell you what's happening with the markets and try to get underneath it all and try to give you some great perspective. So we got you covered every which way, MahoneyGPS.com. And before the break, I had to squeeze in what your contribution maximums are. Now, again, that very few people can do the max. We get it towards retirement contributions, but we still know what they are. And they are up to $26,000 if you're over 50 years old. So here it is. $19,500 is the maximum you can put into your 401k plan or 403b plan at work. If you can do that, God bless. $6,500 more if you're over 50 years old. So the combined could be up to $26,000 you could put away towards retirement. For an IRA, if you don't have a company plan, you could put up to $6,000. If you're over 50, that's an extra $1,000. So that's $7,000 you could put away there if you don't have a company plan. A Roth IRA, we're going to talk about Roths in a second. Roth is $6,000. There are some income restrictions. If you make too much money, you can't put money into a Roth, but check with your accountant about that. Let's go back. How does a 401k plan work? Let's say you make $60,000. You put in $10,000 for the year. Guess what? Your earnings are only $50,000. Right off the top, you are a winner. You save money on taxes. You're putting in money in overtime. Let's say twice a month, you know, two paychecks a month. You're taking a little bit out each month, kind of what they call a fixed amount. And then you're getting this great dollar cost average approach you keep hearing about. But what does that mean? Look at the last 12 months. It's been pretty crazy, particularly last March. My gosh, March, the Dow was at 29,000 and change, setting records. Oh, and it took a trip down to 18,000. 11,000 points. And if you're making those contributions in March, you look back and say, wow, when this share price was low, I was picking up the most amount of shares. And then we started recovering. And towards the end of the year in December, markets going up higher. And again, that same dollar amount was buying fewer shares. So if you look back over time, you say, wow, this is pretty cool. If I put in a fixed amount when share prices are low, I'm actually picking up more shares. That's pretty good timing, so to speak, now that you're trying to time the market. And then market's setting records and I'm putting money away. Oh, I'm picking up fewer shares on this same dollar amount. That's how dollar cost averaging work that you hear so much about and maybe not understand, but hopefully now you better understand that. So you put it a little bit at a time, good markets, bad markets, keep compounding over time. So I think it's really important to a little bit each time. You pay yourself first, a great concept I mentioned before. You may be able to find some expenses you can cut, eradicate, and put that towards your retirement plan. So if you're over 50 years old and your 401k plan, usually a for-profit company, a 403b plan, and not-for-profit entity, you could put a maximum of $26,000. That's a lot. IRAs, as mentioned, if you're 50 years old, up to $7,000 of Roth. Now, so the 401k plans are really kind of cool. You put money away pre-tax. Money comes out of your paycheck. As I mentioned, the example, $60,000, let's say $10,000, a little less than $1,000 a month. Now your earnings are $50,000. You've actually saved money. You made money on your retirement account right away, basically on the tax savings. You're putting a little bit over time, and there it goes. It grows tax deferred. Then at 59.5 is the earliest you can take money out to use. If you take out before 59.5, you will pay federal taxes, state taxes, and a 10% penalty from the IRS. So not so cool. It used to be for many years, 70.5 is when you're required to take money out, known as a required minimum distribution. Now it's 72 years old. So those are the kind of two age range. You think about 59.5, the earliest you start drawing from it. There's something called 72T. You can start at 55, but it's kind of complicated. At 72, then you're required to take out so much money. So again, you get it right off the bat. You get some tax savings, big tax savings. It compounds, thanks to Albert Einstein, who told us again, the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. It compounds. Gross tax deferred, but when it comes out taxable. Now, Roth IRA is just the opposite. If you're younger, I think Roth IRA is a great way. Again, check with your accountant that you can get it. Some companies have it. You can put money into a 401k plan and put money into a Roth. So Roth works a little bit different tax-wise. There's a 180-degree difference, I'd say, tax-wise, than your typical retirement plan, 401k, 403b. And then when you put money into a Roth, you don't get the tax deduction right now. So if you made $60,000, that example, you put away $6,000, you don't get to write off the $6,000. However, it grows tax deferred like 401ks, 403bs, but when it comes out tax-free. So that's what's pretty cool about a Roth. It could have some great gains over time. And by the way, I don't know how you invest it. You should definitely look at whether it's a 401k plan, a 403b, a Roth, an IRA. You should mostly be investing towards growth. I come across people like, oh, I keep my money in the money market in my 401k plan, even though I have 30 years to retire. Oh, I keep it very, very, very safe. Again, close to retirement, yes. But if you have a lot of years, take that chance, I would say over time, pointed towards growth. Well, again, guys, it's going by so fast. Hope you enjoyed your GPS for your finances today. Today's topic, saving for retirement. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.